Good evening. First, I wanted to take a moment to thank the elders and Dave and Joe for the opportunity to speak tonight. The topic I wanted to speak on is one that I have been studying, like many of you, through most of my life. It was the parable of the Good Samaritan. We come into this parable during Luke's book of the Gospel. If everyone could turn with me to Luke chapter 10, we're going to be reading from verses 25 through 37. And the lawyer stood up and put him to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And he said to him, "What is written in the law? How does it read to you?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But wishing to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied and said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers. And they stripped him and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. And by chance, a priest was going down on that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite also, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan who was on a journey came upon him, and when he saw him, he felt compassion, and came to him and bandaged up his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them, and he put him on his beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. On the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I return, I will repay you.' Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell into the robber's hands?" And he said, "The one who showed mercy toward him." Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do the same." I've always found this a very intriguing parable of this book, because it's something I know, it's like I said earlier, many of us have studied that all our lives, but it seems like every time I look at it, I find something new that I may not have possibly noticed before. All right, well, to start off, I wanted to give a little background to this parable. You know, we first need to put it in proper context. In the parable, the man is traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho on a path which was notorious in its time for being an extremely dangerous road to travel. The road was so dangerous that it eventually developed the infamous nickname of the Way of Blood, because so many people were brutally attacked on it. This part of the story was one that probably seemed very appropriate to the Jews, because so many people were aware of how dangerous it was. However, the rest of the story was probably much more difficult to stomach for the Jews who were listening to Jesus. Just to simply describe the relationship between the Jews and the Samaritans by saying that they didn't like each other would be a huge understatement. Matter of fact, these two groups practically hated each other. In this parable, a priest is the first person to discover the injured traveler on the road to Jericho. To put this in proper perspective, you have to realize that priests in general were considered part of the religious elite in the minds of the Jews who are listening to Jesus. These are people that the Jews revered and practically placed on a pedestal since they were considered so holy. Anyway, as we know, the priest is the first person to discover the injured traveler. But instead of stopping and helping him, he chooses to just walk by on the other side. Next, the Levite comes by. He discovers the injured traveler, but does absolutely nothing to help either, as he just passes by on the other side as well, without taking a moment to lend a helping hand. Finally, probably the most difficult part of this parable for the Jews who were listening to Jesus, the most difficult part for them to stomach comes now, as the hated Samaritan, in their minds, comes by and does what the priest and the Levite were so unwilling to do. The Samaritan not only bandages the man's wounds, but he also puts him on his own animal and takes him to an inn so that he can be taken care of. Now, to give a little modern-day application to the story, we all know that we have opportunities in our everyday lives to show love towards someone who may not be our favorite person. There could be somebody at work who really gets on our nerves. There could be somebody in traffic who cuts us off at an intersection. And there's plenty of other scenarios in which similar situations could have occurred. If one of these people happened to be in a difficult predicament, it could be very easy for us to simply pass by on the other side, just like the priest and the Levite did in the parable. However, as Christians, we know that we have the responsibility to help those that are in need, even if it's somebody that we may not like very much. I guess the main point of Jesus' gospel is showing so much love, is wanting us to show God's love to others, because God, without question, has loved us and given us so many amazing blessings. And it's very little that he asks of us to be able to do something in love in return to someone who's in need. As Christians, we know that we have this responsibility. However, we also know that we can't just talk about it. It's something we have to do. We have to step up to the plate and show God's love to one another. So I ask you this evening that if you're walking down the street while minding your own business, or if you're driving in your car down the two-lane highway, what decision would you choose to make? If you were walking down the street and just happened to come across that obnoxious person from work, or you apparently came across that person who just cut you off in traffic and you saw that they were down the road with a flat tire, how would you handle it? Which person would you choose to be in the scenario? Would you choose to be the priest, the Levite, or the Samaritan? Hopefully, if put in a situation such as this, we would each choose to be the way the Samaritan was, by helping the person in need, because after all, as Christians, we have all received love and mercy from God that we did not deserve in the first place. Is it too much to ask for us to minister to someone else by showing just a small fraction of the love that God has shown towards us? Each of us here tonight know the answer to that question, with that answer being that as Christians, it is definitely our responsibility to show love to others in need, because God has shown so much love towards us. In closing this evening, I did want to ask if there is anyone who has not had the chance to partake of the opportunity to become a Christian, who would want to do that right now, or if there's anyone who is in need of prayers, please come now as we stand and as we sing.